Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 50, Salvation. Luke 19:10, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. 1 Timothy 1:15, NIV. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. John 3:16-17, NIV. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. End of verses. Jesus came to save sinners, to seek and to save the lost. That includes you and me. It seems to me that a primary theme of the entire Bible is God's provision of salvation to mankind. Another primary theme is the rejection of salvation by most people. God has provided a way of salvation for me and for you. Let us be careful to not reject it. What does it mean to be saved? What does salvation look like? God is the one who has initiated salvation, and God freely provides us with the many blessings and provisions of salvation. Many aspects of salvation have been discussed throughout this book. Bullet point: salvation is necessary because of our own spiritual death caused by sin, chapter 3. Bullet point: Jesus died for our sins, making salvation possible, chapter 4. Bullet point: Jesus rose from the dead, proving his power over death and his power to save us from our sins, chapter 5. Bullet point: salvation has its source in God's love, chapter 6. Bullet point: knowledge about God and creation helps us to understand salvation, chapters 1-15. Bullet point: salvation involves coming to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, and following Jesus. Each of us must turn to God in repentance and have faith in Jesus, chapter 16. Bullet point: salvation includes many blessings and provisions from God during this life. Our sins are forgiven, we are set free from sin's power, we are born of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are members of one body, and we are given every spiritual blessing in Christ, chapters 28-34. Bullet point: love for God affects how we live. Things we do, chapters 17-27 and 35-41, and things we avoid, chapters 42-48. We are able to live a righteous life only because of God's many blessings and provisions, chapters 28-41. Bullet point: future blessings are included. No condemnation on the day of judgment and future reward, chapters 14 and 15. End of bullet points. Consider again this marvelous salvation. Titus 3:4-7. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. End of verses. Thank you, God, for such a great salvation. For further reflection, Acts 4:8-12, there is salvation in no one else. Romans 1:16-17, the power of God for salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:1-2, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 7:8-10, repentance that leads to salvation. Titus 2:11-14, the grace of God that brings salvation. Hebrews 2:1-4, if we neglect such a great salvation. And a book reference, The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee.